We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Today's probably not the best day to think about just hopping on the bike, but for a growing number of people here in the Champaign-Urbana area and elsewhere, bicycles are becoming the chosen mode of transportation to and from work, from for errands and other daily things, not just for recreation or exercise, although you get recreation and exercise from that, even in not-so-great weather. In recent years, the two cities, Champaign and Urbana, have tried to make the route to work or school easier for many of those cyclists. And in a couple weeks, area bike enthusiasts will dedicate an entire day to encouraging more people to choose the bike over the car for daily commuting. Rebecca Bird is a planner with the City of Urbana. She's with us to talk about Bike to Work Day coming up on May 3rd and an event tonight to get people primed and ready, I guess, for not just that event, for that one day of biking to work, but for trying to make a daily habit out of the commute.
That's right. We do have a bike commuting class, kind of a bike commuting 101 class this evening. And that is going to be at the Urbana Free Library starting at 7 p.m. And that's going to be, it's hosted by Champaign Cycle and Illinois Public Media. Mm-hmm. And they're really going to cover why you should commute, the benefits of commuting, as well as how to get started, what equipment do you need, talking about bikes and helmets, locks, lights, clothing, and so on. But then really focusing on the safety aspect, so how to ride in traffic, right, how to select the best route, and also talking about bike laws and the different bike markings on the street, what they mean, and what they're useful for, so whether or not you would be comfortable in them.
And we've seen a lot of those pop up on some Indeed. Of the major streets in Urbana in particular. I drive down Green Street every day and Washington Street, and mm-hmm. I think both of them right now have dedicated bike lanes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
maybe
we
not
do.
Green, but
no,
certainly Washington.
Definitely on Washington. Yeah. And we passed a bicycle master plan, the City of Urbana, a couple of years ago, and so we're now in the implementation phase. Mm-hmm. And over the next kind of 10 to 15 years, there's a whole network that's planned that will eventually – it's not all bike lanes, but it's a bicycle network that's telling people these are the comfortable places to ride. So you can look at our local bike maps, which we have a wonderful bike map that is published by – a local advocacy organization called Champaign County Bikes, and they have looked at the entire community, Champaign and Urbana, and selected different levels of comfort for bicyclists. So you have the most comfortable and then kind of a medium level comfortable and then a more advanced level comfortable, networking the whole city. And then the city, both cities have a bicycle network plan that they intend to implement that will mesh with that.
What's been the reaction to those bike lanes? It gives the bicyclist a dedicated place to go, but it doesn't separate them from traffic, and they still have to be on guard for cars, maybe just as much as they had been before those lanes were in place.
Right. I think the biggest advantages of bike lanes is it shows the bicyclist where they can be, and it also tells the motorist to expect bikes and that this is where the bicycle should be. So there is a learning period where bicyclists learn how to use them properly and drivers understand how to use them properly. And we're kind of in that phase because we've just gone through the first couple of years of having these bike lanes. So there's a wonderful video that the cities of Champaign and Urbana produced last year called See You Sharing the Road. Mm-hmm. And that's available on both cities' websites as well as on the Champaign County Bikes website. That is a wonderful lesson teaching you how to use those new markings on the road for both bicyclists and for drivers.
Are there a couple of main pointers that you want to give to people about using those? Mm-hmm. You know, because even as a person who's been on a bike quite a bit in my time, I probably need to remember some rules for using those bike lanes. Mm-hmm. It's not a safety barrier.
Right. So the biggest thing for the bicyclist is to, if there are parked cars to the right, you do need to watch out for someone opening a door and, right, quote, dooring you. For a driver, it's really when you're turning right that you need to be conscious and you need to understand. Sometimes you actually cross over the bike lane. Other times you merge into the bike lane. So particularly at intersections and at driveway cuts, it's very important to know, for both the bicyclist and the driver, to know what each other's doing and how to handle that situation.
It seems like it's almost a culture change to get people to get out of the mm-hmm. car and into the bike. How do you do that? How do you make that leap between you look outside this morning and there's some rain, but you still should be riding the bike mm-hmm. instead of the mm-hmm. car. How do you get from, God, I need to do this. I need to do this to I want to do this.
Well, the first thing is that's what we use Bike to Work Day. That's mm-hmm. exactly its purpose. It's for people to just try it. So it's not to try and convince them that they should be doing this every day. Mm-hmm. It's just to get them out there for that first time to see, wow, that's really possible. And then maybe they'll do it again next year. And then maybe by the next year they'll think, this is actually pretty fun. It's healthy, so I'll ride on nice days in the summer. And then it's a gradual shift. I think it takes most people a couple of years to actually realize that they can use their bicycle as a mode of transportation. So that's the biggest reason that we actually hold an event like this.
What are the minimums that you have to be a fairly safe commuter, besides a bike, of course, but a bike in working mm-hmm. order?
You definitely need bicycle lights. Mm-hmm. So if you ride in the winter here, even when it's not cold, it's dark. And by the time you get off work, it's probably going to be dark. And
so are those legally required?
Legally required on the front, and the rear needs a reflector. Mm-hmm. But for me, I have two front lights, a rear reflector and a rear light. And the rear light's flashing. One of the front lights is flashing, and the other front light is solid. So that you just want to be seen as much as possible. You also should have a helmet. That's not legally required, mm-hmm. but it's very important. Even just if you just hit a pothole and fell off yourself, that would prevent you from having any kind of, brain injury and so on, that if you just hit your head the wrong way without a helmet, it could seriously hurt you. And then there's reflective clothing. For me, I ride in cold weather and rain and so on, and so I have rain gear and a lot of different bits and pieces that keep me nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you have been doing since you started working, or is it something that you've worked mm-hmm. yourself into that kind of routine?
Yeah, no, I definitely built up to it. So when I started riding, it was in the summers, and it was when it was nice out, summers and falls, and it was really when it got to like 40 degrees, that was it. I was done. When my ears got cold, I was done. And then, 2 years later, I realized, ooh, if I just had some ear protection, I could go a little bit longer. And so it was gradual. So it's only been the last, this past year must have been, I think, the third year that I rode year round. And there's kind of like a week or two in February that when there's a lot of snow on the ground, I can't do it. It's just too hard and it takes way too long to get to work for me. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, I can pretty much go year round. Which it's fun,
So coming up on May 3rd, which is
yes.
a Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm.
a regular workday for a lot of people, what kinds of incentives are going to be out for people?
We have some fantastic incentives this year. Last year we had T-shirts, and we have more T-shirts again this year. But we also have tote bags and retro-reflective stickers, several different types, the kind that you could put on your helmet or on your shoes or your bag or your bicycle. Also some different things, different retro-reflective stickers that kind of hang from your bicycle. We also have snacks at all of the bike stations. There'll be 10 bike stations around town,
okay.
One in downtown Urbana, one in downtown Champaign, one on the university campus, one at Parkland, one at Wolfram, one in Savoy, and one in East Urbana at the Brookin Center. And then there's also one. We've got schools joining us this year. So the Urbana High School and the Urbana Middle School are having one on their campus, which is fantastic. And all of them will have different sorts of snacks and drinks and so on.
So you have to register for this in advance? Or?
You don't have to, but we do encourage you to. It makes it much easier for us to plan the event and also to have the right number of different things at each of the bike stations. But you can just show up at one of the bike stations and register there. Mm-hmm. But we ask that you register in advance if you can at www.cubiketowork.com. And you can register on the day. if that's more convenient for you.
And do you have goals for this particular event? You want to see X number of people out on the road or what?
Well, last year we had 773 people sign up. So I think, frankly, we should be able to, you know, more than beat that this year. Even though we have a lot of turnover in town because of the university, we should still be able to, I don't know, I'd say 1,000 would be fantastic.
But the weather shouldn't be a factor, you say?
We hope not.
Yeah.
We certainly hope not. It last year, it was a beautiful day. It was a little bit windy for people, but it was sunny and it was mild, and so it was perfect. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.